Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 823. I got a couple of tips for you on the internet, Al. Okay. And I have a beer with us. I don't know a smarter person talking football than the great Brian Billick. Mm-hmm. And he is on the line with us right now. Hi, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good morning, guys.
I got a couple of internet tips. Number one, GetRoman.com. How can that help me, Brian?
Yeah, you and I need a lot of help. There's no question about that. You know, you get up and guys post-coitus, they don't go to the doctor enough. So it's a no-brainer. You go to GetRoman.com/coach. Your first visit's free, so you got to be able to go just check it out. But it's basically a concierge doctor. You're online in privacy, be able to address any number of things that, you know, guys at our age, whether it's ED, whether it's hair loss, cold sores, any a number of things. Licensed doctors. Pharmaceuticals guaranteed within 2 days. I mean, it's just what you need to do to check out how you're doing, what's going on, what do I need to get addressed, and if they can't take care of it directly, they can point you in the right direction. You got to use GetRoman.com.
And if you would like to see Brian Billick in his early 20s, Brian, somebody, an emailer told me about this. There is video of Brian Billick at 23 on the Match Game with Gene Rayburn. Brian, you know what's amazing about the internet now? Anything that ever happens is there's a record of it. Did you know you're on there?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I do not go a month.
No.
That I don't hear someone saying, "Hey, I saw you on the Match Game." That was in what, 1979, something like that.
77. 77.
Yeah,
you were 23.
And good looking too, boy. Did you see the hair and the leather jacket? And boy, I was styling, man.
You know, it's amazing though. You're known for that. You're a Super Bowl winner. That's still got to be first, right, Brian?
Yeah. It's amazing how many times I'm in the airport you're right. You kind of think of yourself a certain way. And I've been in the business 40 years. I'm a Super Bowl winning coach. And someone will come up and go, "Oh, you're that Match Game guy." Okay, well, I guess evidently I am.
Well, we're dealing with a Super Bowl related question this week. In fact, I'm sure you heard about it now. Doug Peterson on our show on Monday basically said we will win in Dallas on Sunday. And we think the reason he did that, Brian, is this team does not appear anywhere near as hungry as they were the year they won the Super Bowl. How hard is it after you win the Super Bowl to get your team hungry again?
You know, I think they're plenty hungry. I think what they do is they forget what it took to get to the Super Bowl. And it's hard. Everybody says, well, it's so hard to repeat a Super Bowl champ. No, it's not. It's hard to win a Super Bowl, period. All the things that have to line up for you to have the kind of season to go to and win a Super Bowl, to think that it can be in back-to-back years is almost prohibitive, although New England tends to seem to have a formula to work that out at least 4 out of 5 years, 6 out of 7 years. But so it really, and that is your challenge as a coach is, okay, and that's where I would with my team always say, guys, okay, unfortunately, I've got you now because I know you know what it takes to win a Super Bowl. And we all know when we're not getting that, whether it's effort during in practice, focus in meetings, workouts in the weight room, across the board. We know what that looks like. And it's my job to point it out when I don't think we're living up to it. And that's really the challenge. And it's probably exactly what Doug Peterson's doing right now, going, guys, we know how to do this. We know what it looks like. We got to hold each other responsible every single day, because we know what it takes to get there, and that's what he's looking for right now in a very, very big game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, yeah, and we're going to get your assessment at in a second, Brian, but I'm going to throw you the deep end of our controversy this week. This city really wanted Jalen Ramsey. The Eagles' secondary is a mess right now. Was that price too high?
Well, we'll see. If it's like giving the quarterback one of these $125 million contracts, is it too much? No, if he plays up to it. If he lives up to what that represents, and what he, and he is an elite corner. He really is. As elite and shut down as we have in our game today, given the rules, and I don't know if that really exists. But yes, and he would be worth it in terms of complimenting a secondary. But again, Eagles fans need to relax here a little bit, because sometimes, you know, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it. Maybe he would be that missing agreement. They're counting on that in L.A., and he's now in L.A. going, oh, this is where I wanted to be. It's exactly the perfect place. Well, you just had a Marcus Peters shipped off to Baltimore who's saying, oh, no, now I'm in the perfect place. I'm where I just want to be. So, yeah, at the end of the day, Howie Roseman has to judge, again, how much, what's the cost? And I heard you in the teaser there, you're saying there's a Eagle player that's saying we blew it, we should have gotten him.
Yes.
You know, I always, that bothers me, because I'd love to go to that guy and going, great, next time this comes up, can I take some out of your contract? how about you chip in and give me back some of that guaranteed money so we can go get this done, if you're so adamant about us getting him and that we should have gotten it done. There's a lot of factors that go into this, the trade, the value, the money, where you are in the cap going forward. And that kind of stuff bothers me a little bit.
Well, you kind of alluded to the whole concept of not just the player, but the personality you're dealing with. Ramsey's got a lot of baggage, Brian. We saw Doug Peterson this week cut Zach Brown, who took 82% of the snaps at linebacker in the Vikings game, suddenly cut him and said he did it for the best interest of the team. We're thinking there might be more there than just what he was doing on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that certainly alludes to that. We don't know the rest of the story on that. I'm sure it'll come out at some point. You guys are there
right, living
it. But the Ravens let go of a player here that was not that's a pretty productive player that I know for a fact Coach Harbaugh just didn't feel like it was a good fit for the locker room. And some guys are that way. Some guys are high maintenance. And if you have a good veteran locker room, you can absorb that. You have to be very careful about asking your veteran players, your good players, to absorb a problem, okay? Because at some point, it becomes too much. And whether that was the case here, I don't know. Certainly taking on Jalen Ramsey. Oh, and I'll be a happy camper now. And at the end of the day, let's remember, this was about the contract. This wasn't about what's going on in Jacksonville. He wanted a new contract. This is what players do when they're locked into a contract where there's no reason the current club should have to renegotiate it. So you make yourself so distasteful that I'm going to move on. I'll let the next club pay the bill that I think I'm worth now. And that's just the way of doing business. At the end of the day, you have to ask yourself as a club, okay, do I want that kind of guy? And most players are probably that way when it comes right down to it. But I want that kind of guy in my locker room. And if things don't go well, and they could come in, he plays well, put you back on track, and life is good. But if things remain a little rocky, then what makes you think he's going to be any different with you than the way he was in Jacksonville, with the exception of now he's getting paid?
Brian, who's the best team in the NFC East?
In the NFC East, wow. Yeah.
Well, not a trick question.
Tallest midget in the circus.
It's pretty simple, because it's just between two teams. Washington's a mess.
Right.
New York's still in transition. Yep. I do think Dallas and Philadelphia are two playoff caliber. We'll see if they're Super Bowl caliber, because you look at the rest of the market. You could ask me, who's the best team in the NFC as a whole?
Yep.
Well, San Francisco looks pretty good. Seattle looks pretty good. New Orleans looks pretty good. But I don't know that I would brand them absolute codlock dominant. They're going to the Super Bowl teams. So it's all right there. And if the team, you know, Dallas can get the running game cranked back up, Dak Prescott can step up to making the big plays. Obviously, in Philadelphia, the pieces are there. This is going to be a very interesting game, because the loser of this game, not that the winner's in, done, we're good to go, the loser of this game is going to have a tough couple weeks.
Who do you like?
You know what? I'm going to be fascinated to see. Philadelphia and Jim Schwartz does a great job. I think they lead the league, or one of the top four or five teams in the league, in getting pressure on the quarterback with just a four-man rush. That's a huge advantage. But I'm watching against the Dallas Cowboys, Greg Williams just really disrupting Dallas with a five- and six-man creative pressures. So I'm going to be interested to see whether Jim Schwartz takes a page out of that book. Because clearly Dak Prescott, when he gets hurt, he's throwing up great numbers. But in critical situations, when he's getting pressured, some of it has to do with injuries, not having Amari Cooper, there's a chink in the armor. So clearly they don't want to get after Dak Prescott. They don't want to let him get comfortable. They don't want to let the running game cranked up. I'll be interested to see if Jim Schwartz, who's a darn good coach, is a little more proactive in building the box for run stopping and pressures than they've been in the past, because in the last first part of the season, they've been pretty good with just the four-man rush. So that's probably the biggest aspect of the game that I'm looking for them to do. I think Philadelphia, again, the injury situation is the big key, but I think Philadelphia, if I've got to go with right now, I think Dallas is feeling a little bit more of the pressure.
All right. Finally, Brian, I'm going to make you the coach of the Detroit Lions. You're Matt Patricia right now. You lost the game on Monday Night Football on a phantom call. The NFL's already on the record saying there were no hands to the face. It was a terrible call. What do? You lost the game because of a ref's call. How do you overcome that as the coach? What do you say to your team?
You bite the bullet. You don't let them. How many times do we hear coaches? This is a tough one because you see the players mimic it. You saw Baker Mayfield go off on the officials.
And, yep.
You know, we've talked about it before. I'm not here to defend the officials. I got $75,000 of my money. And so... You know, it's not like I love these guys. I think on the whole, they're doing a good job. I really like the way the pass interference is not getting called in terms of the review. I think the egregious ones are being corrected. But when a kicker misses a game-winning field goal, when a player drops a ball in the end zone that would have won the game, what do you hear everybody rally around? Look, it was no one play that cost us the game.
Yeah,
we shouldn't have put ourselves in that position because you're trying to support the player. Whether it's real or not, or whether in the back of your mind you're really dog cussing the guy or not, you're going to rally around the player and say, no, it never comes down. This is too multiple a game. It never comes down to one play. Well, you got to be careful. That's fine. You can blame the officials. But if you then absolve the players of the mistakes they made that put you in that position, you know, like we always say, they'll walk if you let them. And you give them an excuse, they'll take it.
Yep.
And I don't know that you want to do that as a coach. That may very well be the case. It can be a bad call, and certainly it could have flipped the outcome of the game. But you got to further address with your team, how did we put ourselves in that position?
Great insights. Go to GetRoman.com. It's a terrific website. And check out Brian Billick on the game show Match Game. Brian,
you got it, man.
Always great
in
to talk
order.
To
you. Do it in that order.
See you later, Brian. Brian Billick with he always has tremendous insights into what's going on. When we come back, we got a couple of movie stars coming in, and we are, if you're on hold, you're going to get a last crack at this, and I'm going to hand out five fantastic prizes today. We got Lloyd Booker out and Caitlin Fletcher from the movie Hollywood. And look at Kate. Is this a beautiful woman? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Al. She saw herself on the big screen last night. And didn't like it.
Oh, jeez.
What's that about? 888-729-9494. WIP Sports Time, 9:36.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.